This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, NRC Board denies evidentiary hearing on Holtec dump. A Nuclear Regulatory Commission NRC board denied an evidentiary hearing to all of the public interest and industry groups that oppose the Holtec International proposal to open the world's largest quote-unquote interim nuclear waste dump in southeast New Mexico for one of the most deadly materials on Earth, high-level radioactive waste. In January, the Atomic Safety and Licensing Board held a two-day hearing in Albuquerque to hear arguments from the 12 parties opposing Holtec's application. This week's decision was in response to that hearing. The companies that operate nuclear power plants located mostly east of the Mississippi River own the waste. The board did acknowledge the Federal Nuclear Waste Policy Act does not allow the Department of Energy, DOE, to take title to the waste or pay for transportation or storage until there is a permanent dump. Although the Holtec application states that DOE or nuclear utilities could pay for the storage and transportation, the board ruled against the legal challenges because, quote, the board assumes Holtec will honor its commitment not to contract unlawfully with DOE to store any other spent nuclear fuel. Likewise, we assume DOE would not be complicit in any such unlawful contracts, end quote. One of the parties opposing the application, Beyond Nuclear, has already asked the D.C. Court of Appeals to rule the Holtec proposal is illegal. Other parties plan to appeal the board's denial to the four-member commission, and the groups could then appeal to the federal courts. Among the other objections the board ruled against hearing are problems with the Holtec waste canisters. Donna Gilmore with San Onofre Safety is watchdogging the Holtec canisters stored in a similar configuration as those planned for Holtec's New Mexico site. Gilmore said, quote, the NRC told the board they have no problem with Holtec returning leaking canisters back to sender, yet neither the proposed New Mexico Holtec site nor the San Onofre site have a plan to deal with leaking canisters, let alone prevent radioactive leaks or hydrogen gas explosions. We cannot trust the NRC to protect our safety. It will be up to each state to stop this madness, end quote. Former U.S. Senator Jeff Bingaman of New Mexico has said that opening a consolidated interim storage facility without an operating permanent repository risks so-called quote-unquote temporary becoming de facto permanent. Although Congress has never funded interim storage, it is again considering changing the law and providing such funding. Please call your representative and senators now and tell them that New Mexicans oppose the Holtec proposal and that Congress should not change the law or provide any funding for interim storage in the Energy and Water Appropriations Bill. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to get involved, please visit nuclearactive.org.